Warcraft Classic finally has a release date, and Red Dead 2 gets a much-needed update. Let's jump into it. What is up, guys? Welcome to episode number 70 of Diggity, a video game podcast. I'm Jeff James. As always, with me is an incredible individual by the name of Luscious Brody, Luscious Brodicus. How are you, my friend?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
I'm all right. I'm kind of enjoying how there's at least some warm weather today, but that's going to be overshadowed on Thursday with more rain because we clearly have not had enough rain.
Yeah, not even close. Might as well just keep raining.
Absolutely. It's terrible. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Diggity Podcast. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. YouTube channel name is Diggity. It's D-I-G-G-I-T-Y. If you're listening to the audio version of the podcast right now, hit the little subscribe button wherever you're listening to, whether it's iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening. We are there, and you can hit the little subscribe button and get notified when new episodes go up. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/diggity, D-I-G-G-I-T-Y. Get access to over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, or your MP3 player. So head on over to audibletrial.com/diggity. Always got to leave that dramatic pause. And with that, I'm not going to fuck it up this time.
Oh, I forgot the question. I was going to make that giant letters and bold and as obnoxious as I possibly could just to see if you would over... Go right past it again.
You need to make it its own page.
Yeah. You have to scroll through the whole page. You'd still miss it somehow.
Oh, shit.
So what'd you play this weekend, buddy?
There it is. Play a little bit of Overwatch with you guys. Dabbled into a little bit of Rocket League for a split second, dude, on my Xbox. And then... Oh my gosh. I think it was just Overwatch, dude, this weekend for me.
I think you only played Friday night.
Yeah, I think it was Overwatch. Yeah, well, I had to go in Saturday. Yeah, that's right. No, it
was Saturday night. No, you were over here Friday night, weren't you? Yeah, we played Overcooked. We played Overcooked here.
Okay.
And then you were on Saturday night, and you played a little bit of Overwatch.
No, that was the weekend before. They all run together. No, I played Saturday night with you guys because Friday night I had to wake up like the ass crack of dawn to go to work the next day. This is great insight for people listening.
Yeah.
Just trying to get our shit together. Who the fuck was that? Whose house? But anyways, Overwatch. Played a lot of Overwatch this weekend. So I had a blast with that. What about you, dude?
I have started Nier Automata. So that's my thing right now.
How far along are you?
6 hours.
It's not bad. That's a pretty decent jump.
6 hours, maybe 7 hours. I fell asleep one night playing it, so I'm not sure that all of those hours are legit. But I'm a good at least probably 5 hours into it. 5 or 6 hours of actual gameplay and. It's a lot of fun. I'm having a blast.
What do you like about it?
So it's just different. It has combat kind of similar to like Bayonetta, because Platinum Games, so it's same creators, but it's just different. I don't know. It's something about it's very unique and very interesting.
Hmm. Oh, you know what's interesting? I guess it technically goes into this because we always talk about the weekend, but technically yesterday, Monday, because we're recording on Tuesday, behind the scenes look, we played a game.
Yes. Yes, we did.
Should we tell them or no? Just because
Ahead and let them know. Let the fine people know.
Okay, cool. Well, actually, let me see if people can get a mystery before we give them the name. So I played a game that was pretty hot on social media, what, like 2-3 months ago? Or is it even further than that?
No, it wasn't. I heard mainly about it in the last month or so because it was coming to Game Pass.
So pretty fresh. Like that,
so.
Okay, so on Game Pass. It's pretty fresh. We played it. Not only did we play it, we used the fucking capture card that we said we had for the last couple weeks, which is fantastic that we finally have done that. This game, you are a knight. Or knights. I guess not really, though, because you fucking... You can be a hunter, you can be a fucking scavenger, you can be a mage. What other fucking tips are... Or what other fucking clues are there? Other than that. It's not Portal Knights. So shut that right the fuck down.
It's like a tabletop meets turn-based combat.
Civilization thing. I'm a bobber. Yeah. What else?
I don't know. That's all I got.
That's all you fucking got? We played For the King. So the game's pretty sick so far. I've actually really enjoyed it. It's kind of... I fucking love the art style in it. And I also love just the battle animations in it as well. Like, I mean, some of them are a little overkill, but I think that's what makes it fucking hilarious and awesome to play when you kill something. But yeah, so we did our first Let's Play on For the King. And so that'll go up in, I don't know how many parts, but it'll go up in little video chunks as we go along over the next couple of weeks, just because don't really want to put up, you know, I mean, we put up hour-long videos for the podcast, but we don't want to put up an hour-long video of just us playing a game. I don't know, maybe there's a fucking market for that, but I don't think so.
Yeah, probably
not.
15-minute chunks or so, depending on where a good stopping point is in the video. And
yes.
Because we'll record, you know, a good chunk at a time and then just kind of split it up for easy digestibility.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Oh, my God. All right, so aside from your Autonoma game, what else do you play? I mean, you played Overwatch.
Little bit of Overwatch.
You know what?
Dreaded every single minute of it, as always.
Here's my thing, and I think you'll be happy with this. I think you've got me off Overwatch.
Holy shit. Good God almighty. Because you basically forced me to play it on Saturday, and I did not want to at all.
Hold on. It was myself and Craig.
Yeah.
Shameless
plug for Craig.
Yeah, it wasn't just me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, shit got stupid.
As it always does.
Yeah, but it got super stupid.
I just realized this like a year ago when I initially stopped playing, and then I get drug into it just because to play with you and Craig, I guess. I don't know.
What's your most hated part about it? Because I think the game's beautiful. I think the game is fun.
I think the matchmaking sucks.
Yeah. It's a gamble every single time.
Every single time. Which
sucks because the game is
especially
a good game.
If you play any arcade. Like, at least in competitive, there's a decent matchmaking there. But even then, it's still a toss-up. But the arcade mode on Overwatch, it's a shit show, man. You never know who you're going to get matched up with. It'll be like a whole team of 500s versus you and like a level 1 guy and a fucking guy that played 4 months ago and hasn't touched it since. And like there's no rhyme or reason for arcade mode.
It's not great. There's also broken characters in it.
Yeah, depending. Yeah.
Orisa.
Yeah.
Not even in arcade, just even in fucking competitive.
We played Mystery Heroes, which is especially frustrating because I like it to an extent, but at the same time, if the other team gets a certain composition, it's a nightmare because they'll be running like a Reinhardt, an Orisa, a Bastion, a fucking Roadhog and a Zarya, and you're like, what do I do against that? I mean, pretty much all tank characters.
It was worse because
and machine gun the character.
We had two or three Orisas against us, and it was game over.
Yeah,
it was done. That was it.
It's just constant shields.
Shields couldn't do shit.
It's a game that very much when it rains, it pours. Type of game. Like,
wow, getting deep on this one.
Not real deep. That's pretty...
You know,
That's pretty rudimentary, but
I knew a guy that constantly fucked up sayings like that. And
yeah.
People used to think it was like on purpose, and then it wasn't. Like I heard him say, "Let gone bys be gone bys."
Oh. All right. Close enough, right?
Yeah.
So, let's jump into the show here, fella.
Go into it, buddy.
Okay. Upcoming games on May 15th, Technosphere Reloaded comes to PC on on May 16th, Bubsy Paws on Fire comes to PC, PS4, and Nintendo Switch. Castlevania Anniversary Collection comes to PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. Dark Future Blood Red States comes to PC. Darkwood comes to Switch. The Division 2 Operation Dark Hours Raid comes to PC, PS4, and Xbox One, which we'll actually get into that here in a little bit. Project Nimbus the Complete Edition comes to Switch. Tabletop Gods comes to PC. On May 17th, Darkwood comes to Xbox. Guilty Gear comes to PS4 and Switch. Guilty Gear 20th Anniversary Edition comes to Switch. And Guilty Gear XX Accent Core Plus R comes to Switch.
New record, dude.
Wow, that is something right there. On May 21st, American Fugitive comes to PC and PS4. Assassin's Creed 3 Remastered comes to Switch. Assassin's Creed Liberation Remastered comes to Switch. Dauntless comes to PC, PS4, and Xbox One, which is basically a free-to-play, like, cartoony-styled Monster Hunter of sorts. Kind of cool-looking. Mm-hmm. Everybody's Golf VR is coming to PSVR. Observation is coming to PC and PS4. Resident Evil Remake is coming to Switch. Resident Evil 0 is coming to Switch. Resident Evil 4 is coming to Switch. And it's Resident Evil Day. And Team Sonic Racing is coming to PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch.
Thank God.
Yeah. Couldn't needed. Wait for that one.
Absolutely needed a new Sonic game. You know, it's funny, when I saw Detective Pikachu today, okay, and that was my thing. That was my mic.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't fart. Mm-hmm. Did it even sound like a fart? No, it just sounded like a creak.
No, it sounded like a creak. You're okay, good.
We're good. We're solid. The Sonic trailer came on before it, and bro, you heard people just laughing.
Oh, I'm sure.
When it came on, people like, oh, shit, because they knew. And then when his face appeared, they all started fucking laughing. I loved it. All right, in the news, World of Warcraft Classic finally has a release date. The long-awaited return to the old days of WoW will go live worldwide on August 27th. Along with this announcement, a testing schedule will also be released. Was also released. You can opt into the testing through the account management page and selecting the WoW Classic beta. There will be three separate stress tests. The first one will be May 22nd to May 23rd. The second will be June 19th to June 20th, and the third will be July 18th to July 19th. The devs have stated that they will be choosing dedicated players who meet the select criteria from both the WoW Classic beta opt-in and the standard Warcraft beta opt-in to fill their pool of beta testers. If you are determined to reserve your favorite MMO name in Classic, character creation will be opened up on August 13th, so make sure you're first to get there. Players with an active subscription or game time on their account will be able to create up to 3 characters per WoW account. So, great! When we were going over this just before the show started, this is a long fucking time coming. Holy cow.
Yeah, it was announced. I think we had October. Just started doing the podcast when this was announced. So, good 8-9 yeah. months ago almost. So,
Jesus.
Yeah, this has been a long time coming. They basically kind of threw it out there, and then we didn't hear anything up until now, pretty much. I saw some comments and some people talking about it, and they basically said they're excited to jump into it, probably play it for a couple weeks, and then once the grind gets real heavy, they're just going to quit.
Awesome.
Which, I kind of fully expected it's going to be kind of a nostalgia trip for a lot of people, but definitely have a hardcore fan base that will play the absolute shit out of it, but I don't know how large of the group of people that go back to Classic will actually stay around. Because if I remember right, I mean, obviously World of Warcraft is the most popular MMO ever. Mm-hmm. But if I remember right, you know, looking back from what we have now in World of Warcraft, the original World of Warcraft, the classic that this is modeled after, it's pretty rough. There was a lot of quality of life changes that obviously came as the genre grew and as the game itself grew. And I think a lot of people are going to be slightly shocked once they get in there and pull off their rose-colored glasses and realize that this is not exactly what they wanted, even though they think it is.
Oh, God, what did I wish for?
Yeah. Oh, man. But I think it'll definitely keep some people around, and a lot of people will be, you know, interested in it and at least go back to it for a while. Really, Blizzard probably doesn't care because they're still getting money regardless. Because
I was gonna say, isn't it like the best scenario though too? Because it's like they release something, there's gonna be an onslaught of people, and it's gonna require all these servers, and there's mm-hmm. cost to that. They're gonna make a shit ton of money, and then they know a bunch of people are gonna leave, so the server cost is gonna be less.
Well, and even then, I mean, how many people are gonna re-up their subscription for a year and only play it for 2 months? You know, or even just re-up it and never cancel the auto renew on it and forget about it for 8 months, and there's eight months free. Good, you know, point. I mean, it's really a win-win for them. I mean, you're essentially taking old files, bringing them up to date a little bit, and hey, you're making money.
Well, and the Blizzard CEO will also make a good move here by, you know, and then next quarter he'll be able to say, we did a record-breaking quarter, but I had to fire the WoW Classic team.
Sounds about right. Yeah, Activision's CEO. Oh, shit. There. Oh,
good
man.
God. What a mess.
So there is a Nintendo Direct that is happening today. Unfortunately, this is actually going to be happening after this episode goes live, so we will not be able to talk about it in, obviously, this episode, but we'll talk about it on Friday a little bit. So this Nintendo Direct is solely going to be about Super Mario Maker 2. Normally in the past, if you know the Fire Emblem Direct that they had, it was like 5 minutes of Fire Emblem and, you know, the rest of the time was other things. This one, they have specifically said that it is Super Mario Maker 2. Whether they throw a surprise in at the end or something, we don't really know. But they're saying this will be about 15 minutes, and it'll take place on May 15th, the day this episode goes live, at 3 p.m. Pacific Time or 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Yeah, Mario Maker 2, man.
Is it weird that they're having, like, a Direct on this? I know it's super popular, but, I mean, do people really care that much? You know what I mean?
I kind of thought the same thing. I feel like 15 minutes solely on Mario Maker 2 seems like a lot, but if you look back at all the time that they spent on Super Smash Bros., but I think Super Smash Bros. Is probably going to sell way more than what Mario Maker 2 is. I think this will obviously sell fantastic, yeah. But well, I don't think it's going to be. Like a, yeah, think, it's kind of.
It's like a in between, a like a Wii game, Sports yeah. and a normal, well, like full fledged title. You know what I mean? It's just fun to pick up for a couple minutes and like, I'm going to make a level or I'm going to play a level.
Yeah, it's very much one of those games that it thrives because of the community content, but it usually has kind of a short lifespan because the only people that are still around and still creating content are the people that are really hardcore about it. So you get a lot of casual players right at the beginning, which, I mean, they don't care because that's sales still, so they're happy, but as far as Nintendo, sorry. But, yeah, it's kind of one of those things that I didn't realize there was quite this much hype around it. I mean, I knew people were excited, and I'm excited too. I'm going to be picking it up, but
maybe
not
15
minutes Soul Direct excited.
Maybe they're just trying to hype it up even more just because Mario Maker was on Wii U, right?
Yeah. So
yeah, and so there's a lot of people that didn't have that game. So
well, maybe there's, yeah, a lot of people that didn't have Wii U's.
Exactly. Yeah. So maybe there's a lot of, maybe this is kind of like a lot of education.
Yeah. It also came out on the 3DS, but it was definitely not
dumbed down.
Yeah, it was very dumbed down, not the full thing there, but
So do we think that they announced something else there?
I don't know. See, we're in this weird kind of lull of the year where we're so close to E3 that a lot of people are either just putting out short little teasers and not really talking anymore about it. But right. Most of your big announcements and stuff are a month away, not even a month away, you know?
Like Mario Kart 2.
Right, yeah, like Mario Kart 2 that's coming out in 2020.
Son of a bitch. I swear to God, I'm going to make a montage of all the times that we've brought this up, and if that's it comes fine. Out, it's going to go to Titanic.
But, yeah, so many people are just holding off until E3, and then they're going to make their big announcement. So I don't really foresee something too big. Maybe at the very end of this, they'll announce something kind of like they did with Smash Bros. Last year, where it was just right at the tail end of this direct that they had. And it was when you saw the big fire Smash Bros. Emblem and the Splatoon characters, the Inklings there. Maybe it'll be something like that. Maybe you'll see fucking Luigi drifting into a curb. Or a curve giving fucking Waluigi the death stare and throwing a red shell at Mario and a banana at Peach. I don't know. Maybe we'll see
something. We'll see more of Link to the Past or Link's Awakening.
I don't know. Like, the weird thing about this is in the past, when they have a direct like this, they usually do mention that there's going to be more than just one game. And this one, they solely said only Super Mario Maker. So if they do show anything, I think it's just going to be a teaser for something to get people excited for E3 and then make their announcements there.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see. Mm-hmm. Next couple of weeks will be nuts. Also, the rumors that are going to start flying probably in the next, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. Going to be nuts. Red Dead 2. Online is getting an update. Well, I guess it's called Red Dead Online. Shit. Red Dead Online is getting an update.
Oh, yeah. Try to correct me, motherfucker.
This major update brings the game out of beta as well as adding a hefty amount of content and much needed, might I add that. The update brings with it co-op missions, free roam missions, posse versus challenges, dynamic events, poker, which I don't know why that wasn't in there to begin with because it's in the normal game.
Yeah, what I feel fuck? Like that was... Something is it multiplayer that poker? Right from the get-go. I don't know. I would think so. There's okay. Not really any point in having poker in an online game if you can't, it's not online. Co-op.
Yeah. Overrun showdown mode. The Lamat revolver, new clothing, and more store items will be added. There'll be new offensive and defensive playstyles, hostility system, and balancing and general improvements. Rockstar has also claimed that this is only the beginning, and that we'll continue to bring updates to the game to make every aspect of the game fun for all kinds of players. And to go along with this, Rockstar has recently released that GTA 5 has sold 110 million copies. Holy shit. And Red Dead Redemption 2 has sold 24 million. 110 million copies.
It's crazy.
That's worldwide, obviously.
Across
that number,
two generations and three platforms and, well, I guess five platforms, technically.
I mean, I get that that's international, but statistically, you're in a room, you're in America. One out of every three people might have Grand Theft Auto 5.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucked.
Most of the people that I play games with have GTA 5.
I know people that have it and have never even played it. Like, even on, like, not played on Xbox 360. They just picked
just
it up.
Just owned it.
Own it. They've never fucking played it. I don't know. The next one, dude, that comes out, holy shit.
It's just going to be insane.
Like, 110 million copies.
Isn't that
the amount of what Mario Kart has sold in its lifetime?
Yes. Across the entire series.
110
million.
For one
million.
Fucking game.
Just GTA 5.
Across what is it now? But what, 10 years?
Not quite that long.
How long has Xbox One been out?
6 years.
Six. And it was on the very last year, right, of the 360?
Yeah. So it's about 7 years. Yeah.
About 7 years. Holy shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, you figure it was out on PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. And I have personally purchased it twice, once on 360 and once on Xbox One.
As well.
And
as
then
well.
I sold it and then bought it used on Xbox One again. And then I think I even sold that and bought it fucking digitally. It's like herpes. It just keeps coming back.
I bet you Grand Theft Auto 5 comes to the next systems too.
I think it depends on where we're at on GTA 6. Because the way their online ecosystem works, there's no way that they'll have GTA 5 still competing with GTA 6 at that point. I know you're going to have a lot more people invested in buying GTA 5, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like if it goes to the next generation, depending on how far they are into GTA 6, I think that's going to be kind of what determines whether it comes out on the next, or if they re-release GTA 5 yet again on a third console generation, which is insane.
Hey, that's Skyrim level.
Yeah. I'm curious how many units Skyrim has sold across all the different things that it's been out on. Go ahead and Google that.
Also shut up while you go through the next news piece.
All right, so The Division 2 is getting a huge update yesterday. This update launched 2 days before the raid goes live. They wanted to get it out there and make sure everything's good before this raid goes live. And so the raid is actually going to take place in Washington, D.C.'s airport. It will have exclusive loot for those who can beat the challenge, and this raid will require you to be 500 gear score. The update that released yesterday, brings with it classified assignments for those who own the year one pass, crafting improvements, loot updates, a new apparel event, a new achievement / trophy for the raid, new commendations, as well as removing some that were just a little bit too much. For example, the play on 14 different days in a month for a total of 12 months in a row. Like they had a lot of those. One was like play for 672 hours or something like that. They ended up removing like 5 or 6 commendations. And it will also add a post-mission activity summary and many other fixes to balance the game and make quality of life improvements. There is a lot of fixes that they're adding to this, but I didn't list all of them because that would have taken us a whole show just to read through those patch notes. They are extensive, but if you do play the game, I absolutely recommend going and checking it out. I just kind of tried to highlight some of the bigger things here, the bigger ticket items. But yeah, if you play the game or are thinking about playing the game and maybe were turned off from some things, go check out these patch notes. They're really good patch notes. There's a lot there. They're making a lot of changes to make this game even better. I am still very pleased with this game. Play it from time to time. I have been kind of trying to play other things, but fantastic. And I am excited to play this raid. It's going to be good stuff.
Nice. Answer to our question for Skyrim. Kind of all over the place, but it seems like I'm seeing 30 million. Yeah. It's not that significant. Well, I mean, it's significant, but it's not.
Is that just on the 360 and PlayStation 3?
No, that's everything. Up to really? 2018, yeah.
It seems like everybody and their brother owns Skyrim.
I know. So there's
owned it, or that's crazy.
Yeah,
I definitely assumed it would be more than that.
Me too. I mean, the fucking thing's. I'm sure it's not on my phone yet.
Yeah. Well, you can play Blades and pay to open chests and the main functions of the game.
Yay! Not
Bethesda,
a
making good decisions.
Back on Rockstar news, Rockstar has made a new acquisition. I'm going to fucking botch this. Druva Interactive.
That's what I would have gone with.
Okay,
so it's
great.
Probably wrong.
Right. An Indian art production studio is no longer under Starbreeze, which, if we know about that, back in the day, or back, not back in the day, Jesus, well, like a month, 2-3 months ago, Starbreeze
back
was
when
in
I
a
first
huge
started.
Shit. What, 3 months ago, Starbreeze was in hot water?
Yes.
For
it was probably,
insider trading.
Probably three months ago or so, yeah.
Yeah. But now they've joined Rockstar, the gaming giants beyond GTA and Red Dead Redemption, obviously. The deal cost Rockstar $7.9 million for 91.82% of the company and is expected to close sometime in the first half of this year. Rockstar plans to have the studio operate alongside Rockstar India, both finishing their current contracts as well as assisting the Rockstar team in Bangalore. Druva is one of the biggest game companies in India, with credits on Payday 2, Forza Horizon 3, Halo 5, Quantum Break, and Sea of Thieves. So, it's a fucking steal, dude. $7.9 million for a company.
Hell
you get
yeah.
91% of it. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that's an absolute
and
steal.
And you save so much on labor, I would assume, because it's in India.
And if you look at all the games that...
They're taking our jobs!
Taking our gerbs. if you look at all the games that they have worked on, they have a broad range of talent. That they're different styles and all sorts of different things. So I think this is a great pickup for Rockstar, because as much as I love Rockstar and their environment, their people could use a little bit of work. Just a little bit.
You think...
Yeah.
I think they did a good job.
I think
in
they
Red
did
Dead.
I think Red Dead 2 was fantastic, but there were some
up.
Yeah, there were some spots where some of the facial expressions and things were off a little bit and could have been a little bit better.
One of the problem is too is you can notice like the difference between what a main character is and a secondary character.
Oh, big time. Big
like
time.
It's I mean, I get it that there should be some subtle, you know, lesser qualities to some, because there's also there's part of that of trying to get the user and the gamer just to focus on the main character. But I mean, sometimes it's just a little too far and you're like, wow, that man's jaw looks like it's gonna fucking fall off.
Right. I think obviously like Red Dead 2 was a gorgeous game and all the environments and everything were beautiful, but I think this will be a fantastic pickup for Rockstar, even just having more people under their umbrella there that they can use and have, you know, for just various tasks and implementing into games and making them that much better. I mean, fuck it. Where the hell do they go from Red Dead 2 as far
well,
as
game
quality?
Well, do you think they're
going to
do new
IP? Crazy.
They might do a new IP with this other team out there?
I don't really know what Rockstar Bully. India is working on. I'm not sure what they generally have under their belt.
Grand Theft Bangalore, man.
Grand Theft Bangalore.
This is
yeah,
it, bro.
Yeah,
Grand
yeah,
Theft
yeah,
Bollywood.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what they end up using them for, or if maybe they start popping up in the news a little bit more now that they're under a large and successful company.
Yeah, well,
which Starbreeze was
Starbreeze.
Not.
Yes. Oh, good God. Ugh.
So Epic Games will be receiving a special award. The British Academy of Film and Television Arts, or the BAFTA, announced that Epic is set to receive the award at an event at the London West Hollywood Hotel on June 12th, 2019. The event will be taking place during E3, but Tim Sweeney has confirmed that he will be at the event to accept the award for Epic Games in this situation, which Tim Sweeney is the CEO of Epic Games, if you did not know that. The award is for Epic's Unreal Engine. It is not for their storefront. Shocker.
God. He's just out to kill tonight.
Oh, yeah. Tim Sweeney's response to the announcement that they would be receiving the award is, "All of us at Epic Games are honored that BAFTA has awarded Unreal Engine for excellence in technology, and we will share this recognition with our partners and the creative community." In other Epic Games news, they are sponsoring this year's PC gaming show at E3. Epic will reveal brand new material for several games, And this includes new exclusives coming to the Epic Games Store, which all PC users just went, or they went and review bombed the company. Other companies that have been confirmed for the event are Annapurna Interactive, Chucklefish, Digital Extremes, Digital Uppercut, Ewin, Fat Shark, Fellow Traveler, Frontier Developments, Funcom, Modus Games, Paradox Interactive, Perfect World Entertainment, Raw Fury, Rebellion, Relogic, and Tripwire.
And that these are companies that are confirmed for the BAFTA event or the
this
PC?
This is for the E3.
Yeah, the PC gaming.
Yeah, the PC gaming show at E3, right?
Yeah, you know what's crazy is just that Epic Games is going to fucking announce so many fucking exclusives that are like, you know, just a shocker. Yeah. I shouldn't make faces on an audio podcast. That makes no fucking
sense. It doesn't
sense.
Work real well, no.
Can you hear my face? Can you hear it?
They can watch it on the YouTube video.
But anyways, yeah, I mean, I feel like they're just going to just, oh my God. Dude, they're going to come with an onslaught of shit.
Oh, yeah. Honestly,
and it's going to cause people. The world's going to collapse, Brody. This is it. This
is the end of the world right here. The Epic Games.
Well, the internet tells me, Brody, that gaming's done forever.
Right.
Because Epic Games now owns games.
Go to any forum where they talk about Epic Games, and it's just like a fucking dumpster fire.
Oh, it's the end of the world. This is it.
Yeah,
this is
absolutely terrible.
This is the last E3. This E3 won't even finish. Normally, 3 days or 2 days, going to be one. As soon as they're announced, gaming's over forever. That's it. We're done. Pack it up. There's no need for it. You know what I never got to? Why British, they named it the BAFTAs. You ever heard someone with a British accent try to end, say a word, anything with A at the end?
It ends with an R also.
Yeah. Why fucking call it that? Why make the acronym that? The BAFTAs.
Yep.
The BAFTAs come to America.
I heard an Australian guy say Yoshi the other day, and it might be my favorite thing in the entire world.
Oh, yeah. Yosher?
Yosher.
Yeah. I love that Yosher.
It was fantastic, and I am sure the rest of the internet is making fun of my slightly hillbilly accent. It's
fine. What was an Australian man doing in Indiana? Was he lost?
No, it was on a podcast.
Okay. Yosher.
I don't know any Australian people, unfortunately.
Well, you know what we got to do? When we finally find an Australian person, we have to give a sentence to that individual that all the words end in E.
Can you?
And then we have to give the British person all the ones that end in A. Just let them have a... And then
and
let them have a conversation.
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
And let no, and let them have a conversation and then try to figure out what the fuck is going on with each other.
Can you imagine how bored an Australian person would be in Indiana? They're used to living in an area where everything wants to kill them. And then in Indiana, there's nothing here that will kill you.
Hey, a deer.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
In
a
front
car
of your
crash.
Car.
Right. I hit a deer. And that's the only animal that could possibly kill me in this state.
Well,
much. I think I'm pretty sure we got some like
we got a black brown recluse spider.
And, yeah. We've
but
got a
not,
couple.
They won't kill
a
you.
Random
they won't kill you though.
Few
they won't kill adults. You just apparently that's what I learned. People say like deadly or whatever, and you immediately think like, wow, it's gonna fucking kill me. It's gonna bring
it's
upon
deadly
death, right?
If it's untreated.
Yeah. But I mean, it takes. But there's also like, I mean, when I was out in Arizona, I did a lot of fuck googling because I'm like, this bitch ain't getting bitten by a snake. So I go out there and I'm googling a bunch of stuff and like the black widow spider. Apparently, if you're an adult, like you'll just get kind of like nauseous and feel like shit. You'll feel like death, but then it might just go away.
Oh, really?
Or you still have to go and get it. Yeah, apparently, like the ones here. I mean, everything in Australia is like. You
multiplied.
Know, multiplied in terms of what wants to kill you.
Yeah, like what's that big ass spider they have? It's like the something Dutchman,
camel.
Isn't it?
Isn't it? Camel spider? And you ever seen a fucking camel spider in Egypt?
Yeah, those are insane.
Holy shit. Those things are messed up. I'm going to look up the Dutchman spider. Hold on. Dutchman what spider?
It's something
Flying
Dutchman.
Dutchman Spider-Man? That doesn't make any sense.
Nope. Australia. I don't know what that is, Google's, but that sounds Google's like a weird matchup between Marvel and SpongeBob.
What is Australia's deadliest spider? The Sydney funnel web.
Yeah, it's not their deadliest spider, but it's always that huge one that you see like on the ceiling and some guy tries to catch it in like a Tupperware container and as soon as he does it, it falls from the ceiling and everybody freaks the fuck out and the phone that they're filming it on hits the ground.
Okay, let me see here. Oh my god. Oh.
Did you find it?
The giant huntsman.
Huntsman, not the Dutchman. I was close. I was on the right track.
It has a leg span over 20 centimeters.
Yep, fuck that.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
So my question to the lovely people of Australia.
That is 7 inches.
Fuck that.
7 7/8 inch.
Yeah.
Leg span.
Nope. I'm out.
I'm gone.
I can never visit Australia. I will freak out the entire time I'm there.
We gotta visit Australia one time. I hear if you stay in like Sydney and stuff like that, you're fine. You're good. That's where everybody lives too. It's just in the Queen something. Queensland or I don't know. I don't know what the fuck a province is there. But there's something.
I greatly dislike snakes, Jeff.
Here's the
spiders,
thing, though, Brody.
I'm okay-ish with. Snakes, no. Sharks, right, no.
But you're missing it. You're missing the big point here, right?
What is this?
Just
big
like
point?
The Epic Game Store, it can either be a decent store where you can get some exclusives, or it could be the end of gaming.
That's it. Believe, I'm review bombing Brody. Australia.
No. if you believe the Earth is flat, Brody, Australia doesn't exist.
That's true. Yeah.
Can't kill you.
Well,
can't kill you. Can't
I guess you I don't believe Australia is there then. Huh?
Can't kill you if it doesn't exist in your head, bro.
Fair enough.
Oh my god. You fucking imagine believing that Australia doesn't exist? What the fuck is it? Why would we spend so much time drawing that on a map?
All the people that say they're from Australia are just faking it, man. They're lying. They're in on the conspiracy.
I don't, but like, why would we not,
if that is your biggest hole in that whole theory there, I got nothing else for you, man.
No, there's many holes.
If that's the biggest hang up,
Okay, it's saying, Australia does not exist, apparently it came about in 2006 with this, evidently. There's 50,000 people apparently in a Facebook group saying that it doesn't exist.
Nice.
Australia does not exist. All things you call proof are actually well-fabricated lies and documents made by the leading governments of the world. Your Australian friends, they're all actors and computer-generated personas, part of the plot to trick the world. Fuck Australia. Oh my god, dude. Dear god. So yeah, I guess they just believe it's flat and it's off the edge. It's not actually a thing. Or it fell off. We're not entirely sure why the government made up an imaginary continent or why it's trying to conceive the world or convince, sorry, the world that the continent is real, but we can tell you that we know for a fact that Australia does not exist.
That is out there.
We gotta
way
go
out
now.
There.
We gotta all see right. if it exists, man.
I guess we'll go see for ourselves if Australia exists.
Well, hey, if you believe that the Earth is flat, you need to fucking read some books. Head on over to audibletrial.com/diggity to listen to some books read to you. We promise you also that these books aren't gonna hack you. These books aren't made by the government to thwart your thoughts that Australia is fake. Maybe get a book on Australia. You crazy fuck. Head on over to audibletrial.com/diggity, D-I-G-G-I-T-Y, to get access to a ton of audiobooks for your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, or your MP3 player that nobody uses.
The number one way to keep a sponsor, call people fucks in their ad reads.
Well, if they don't believe that Australia exists, I mean, that's just ridiculous.
That's fair.
It's more than fair.
I mean, I'm not debating that. I'm just saying. I don't think sponsors appreciate you calling people in the general public fucks.
Are people who believe the earth is flat the general public, though?
They are part of the general public.
That I don't believe so.
Specifically what
they probably general think the general public doesn't believe or doesn't exist. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Diggity Podcast. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. YouTube channel name is Diggity, D-I-G-G-I-T-Y. Look for the green logo. You can find me on Xbox One. My name is Maple Jeff. Brody.
Luscious Brody. And you can find me on PlayStation 4 at Wolverine's Cousin.
Fucking cracks me up every time. Leave us a review.
I started saying it because I know you love to say it like it bugged me. God. But I it's fine. I'll say it. Wolverine's Cousin.
Leave us a review. Helps us out a ton. Gets the show a little bit more exposure on different platforms when you rate it and when you leave a review. Also, the review gives us good feedback for the show. So until next time, guys, we will see you for the Friday show.